Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And great to have you with us from beautiful, sunny Los Angeles, California. Dante Marcatelli here with you as we give you Magic Drive Time. Aaron Berlin is in the studio, going to be joined in about 30 seconds by David Steele, television voice of the Orlando Magic on Fox Sports Florida. Orlando in action last night in Salt Lake City, Utah, kicking off their five-game road trip. They fall to the Jazz 94-80. Leading the way was Rudy Gobert with 21-17, 19 points for Donovan Mitchell, very talented rookie for the Utah Jazz, 13th overall pick. And for the Orlando Magic, Nick Vucevic, 15 points, 12 rebounds, 5 players in double figures. Next up will be the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow, and we tip off at 10:30 out here in Los Angeles, so that'll be a 10 o'clock pregame on the Magic Radio Network and Fox Sports Florida. Well, we got a lot to throw at you here, and we'll get to that in just a second with David Steele, but want to throw this out at you. When the Magic went into last night's game with a two-game win streak. Had they beaten Utah, it'd be three in a row. And unfortunately, I started getting some concerns from fans that could we be in jeopardy of winning too much? I need to address that. I want to address that on this show. I want to address that with David Steele. We talk a lot about that off air, and I personally think this team needs to win and continue to win like they have been all year trying. They've been doing the best they can, putting themselves in positions, just been killed with injuries. But just have an open, honest discussion about these final 18 games of the season. 407-447-2145 is the number to call. 407-447-2145. And Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season, and you get a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more. So with that, we welcome in the television voice of the Orlando Magic, David Steele, who's probably about four rooms down from me here in Los Angeles. David, we had a nice little walk today. I enjoyed our lunch, and boy, what a beautiful day here in L.A.
It really is. It's, you know, the temperature out here is in the low 70s. The humidity is low, and just a beautiful day. Bright sunshine, Southern California. Can't beat it, except Orlando. You can beat it in Orlando, but other than Orlando, it's hard to beat.
You can't beat it. That's right. Orlando's the only place that can beat it. But, well, how would you describe, in just a couple of words, our walk to where we went for lunch today? How would you describe that?
Interesting is the first first adjective that comes to mind.
Yes, yes,
colorful,
absolutely.
Very colorful.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Things you don't often see.
Yep, that's right. That's all. Very good descriptions. Good meal, though, wasn't it?
How about you? What are your thoughts on the
subject? Well, interesting. Interesting. And no interest to go back, I think, is probably how I would put it.
Well, it was a good lunch spot.
It was a good lunch spot.
Ty Easton, our producer, has a real knack for finding, you know, kind of out of the way diners. So it was good, but the journey there was interesting.
It is. It's part of L.A. we hadn't seen.
Los Angeles.
Yes.
If you've never experienced it, then you need to give it a shot.
You need to give it a shot if you're anywhere near here. Well, listen, I threw the phone number out there because I'm interested for fans. I want to get fans' perspective because I think it's split 50-50. You know, fans want to win. They cheer on their team and want them to win. I think there's some teams, some fans that are, you know, kind of all eyes on the draft these last 18 games. So I didn't know if we could have just an honest discussion, dialogue about that. 407-447-2145. I don't know if you heard me. I started getting some messages from fans and some interactions after our two-game win streak, David, that we might be winning too much. And as this team sits right now, the Orlando Magic are 20-44. There's a four-way tie for the team with the best as far as the rankings go for the draft. Four teams sitting with a 7.8% chance with the number one pick. Right now, Orlando has a 40% chance at the number six pick. So that's kind of where they're slotted and targeted right now. But I'm of the opinion, and I've been open on this show, I think this team has been nailed with injuries. They've been trying to win all year, and they've given it their best shot night in and night out, but they've just been hamstrung with those injuries. But I think it is way more impactful, way more powerful for this team to win as many games and experience as much winning as possible down the stretch here?
Well, I think if you go into a season and you just have as many unfortunate things that have happened, that can happen to a team as has happened to the Magic, that, you know, it's clear that everybody is disappointed. The fan base is disappointed.
Sure.
Everybody, the ownership, the front office, the players, the broadcasters,
right.
Nobody likes where the team is right now. But at this point, you know, this is year six since the Magic has been to a playoff. And we went through this with the previous regime, and it didn't work out too well. So, you know, I'm kind of in the place where I'm just not sure. If just looking at what's happened with other teams in a similar situation, I'm not sure that it makes any sense. And there are a number of reasons for it, but one of them is we saw a couple of good reasons last night. Utah had Donovan Mitchell, who they got from Denver, who drafted him with number 13 last year, and Denver traded him to Utah, and he's probably the rookie of the year. Was taken
right.
with the 13th pick. Rudy Gobert several years ago was the 27th pick,
right.
and he's generally seen as the best defensive player in the NBA, and the primary reason why Utah is on a, you know, they won 15 of their last 17. So, you know, I think that you can get really good players, maybe even the best player in the draft, anywhere in that. It could happen anywhere in the first round. The Lakers, we'll see tomorrow night, they got Kyle Kuzma with the 27th pick, and he's probably going to be a first-team all-rookie guy this year and looks like he's got a very bright future. There's just no guarantees of what you're going to get, and the odds are such that even if you do go low and lose and you have the best odds to get the number one pick, at best that's a 25% chance.
Exactly
so,
right.
You know, it just you know, you look at Philadelphia, a lot of people will point to Philadelphia. Well, they've been in the wilderness for a long time, A, and also B, they made a lot of mistakes along the way. And then the one that they really hit a home run on, Joel Embiid, if they had gotten the first or second pick that year, they wouldn't have
no
taken
question.
Him. They would have Andrew Wiggins or Jahlil Okafor, and they wouldn't be one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference if not for Joel Embiid falling into their lap at number three. So just for a variety of reasons, to me, it doesn't make sense. I think you just got to win. You got to try to establish a winning culture, and you have to begin, you know, the process of having a winning franchise.
And that's how it starts.
Decisions in the draft.
Yeah, and that's it. And it's incumbent on the regime. I'm not speaking just of the Magic. I'm speaking of any regime that has an opportunity that the Orlando Magic may have is to find the best guy available no matter where he is. I look at this group. They went and drafted Giannis Antetokounmpo. They didn't throw an entire season away to get Giannis Antetokounmpo, but look at that find. Guys emerged. Donovan Mitchell was not projected to be a lottery pick, and he emerged there in the beginning of June, just started skyrocketing up the draft board. So guys are always going to come into the picture that you didn't expect. C.J. McCollum, these guys, and I think you do your research, you study, you scout, and you can find that guy depending on wherever you land. But let's go to the phone lines, 407-447-2145. I'm with you, David. I think you need to win. And listen, this team struggled. You're sitting here with 20 wins, so it's not like we're going to go. I don't think we're in jeopardy going 16-2 here down the stretch because, unfortunately, it's just been a struggle. It's been a struggle this year. But I think you have to continue to build winning habits and try to win games, and they certainly are trying to do that. Scott is on the line. Scott, go ahead for David Steele.
Well, the draft choices, I mean, they think that's pixie dust, but it's been more like hemlock for a lot of teams.
Right.
Look at the big guy out of Portland. I mean, number one draft pick of the year, Durant. Is he really the next LeBron James? Absolutely not. These two guys, first time, are going to give this franchise a chance to win that we have now as leaders. Do their homework, they'll figure it out, and you got to be able at some point in time have the attitude of the guys that are here that are going to remain here to attract free agents. You're not going to do it all through the draft. You're going to have to steal somebody. So that's about all I got to say, but win now.
Yeah, I agree, Scott.
He's on the same page that we are.
Don't you think
so,
David? What would you say to that? That's a pretty good summation.
I'd say amen. I think he nailed it.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just win games, establish an identity, and let these guys pick the right guy. I think they did last year, even though Mitchell looks like he could be a star. But, you know, the more we see of our guy, and he's physically immature, Jonathan Isaac, but he's got a tremendous tremendous upside. And I think if you talk to a lot of experts around the NBA, they would still say that there's a decent chance that Jonathan Isaac could be the best player in this past NBA draft. So I don't think they whiffed on Jonathan Isaac. He's had a tough year. He needs to get stronger, but they saw a lot in him, potential, and I think they nailed it because he comes on the floor last night, Dante. We saw that, and right. I made the comment on the air. It's almost like the floor shrinks when he's out there because he covers so much ground. It looks like the opposing team has just less room to operate. He's really a special player on the defensive end, and he'll figure it out offensively. He's not a bad offensive player, but he's a little unsure and a little timid, but he doesn't make mistakes. But I like the chances of Jeff Weltman and John Hammond to find the players in the draft. Let's win as many games as we can win. Let's build some momentum. Let's get a little bit of an attitude here in the last 18 games, and then add something in the draft. I think they can do that.
No, I agree, and it will keep this conversation going. 407-447-2145. What do you see here the final 18 games? We're both of the camp, like Scott was, who just called in, that you need to try to win and establish those habits here down the stretch. And I think he brings up a good point, just last thought before the break here, and then we'll keep this going. But as prospective free agents, if you go down the stretch and you go 2-16, I don't think that does anything for you.
You have to develop an environment that's attractive to bring in free agents. And I don't think that we're in that position right now to bring in a high quality free agent. So you gotta turn that whole thing around, that whole the perception of your franchise, not just from your fans' standpoint, but outside of the Orlando area. You know, there needs to be a perception that the Magic is headed in the right direction before you start attracting free agents.
Yep, you're right, and I do agree with you that this group is the group to do it. They've done it. They've got a terrific track record, and you see the immediate impact that a guy like Jonathan Isaac had last night, and you look forward, and you get excited about what these guys are going to bring in here in the future. 407-447-2145. We'll go back to the phone lines when we return. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center with David Steele. We'll be back in a moment.
A lot of people talk about clarity. They talk about color. They talk about the size. The cut is the most important.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire talks about the most important of the four C's, the cut.
The way the diamond is cut is 60% of the value.
Keith says it's like comparing two men who weigh the same but don't look at all alike.
One may look like Tim Tebow and the other one looks like me. I highly recommend you stay with Tebow.
International Diamond Center.
Buy the one that looks like Tim Tebow.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Fill the Amway Center for Blackout Friday on March 16th when your Orlando Magic hosts the Boston Celtics.
Throws it back up top. That's Spades. That's three. That's good.
Wear black to support the Magic, who will be wearing their popular black jerseys. Plus, arrive early for our fan fest on Church Street to enjoy music and activities. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Head to OrlandoMagic.com for tickets to see the Magic play the Celtics on Friday, March 16th. Big games are pure magic.
Look at that mouth. That poor, parched mouth. So dry. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? Did your mouth cannonball into a barrel of mothballs? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables were dry heaves? Do you even listen to your mouth? Because right now your mouth thinks its biological parents are a half sheet of 80 grit sandpaper and a box of fish food. You're so parched. You know it. I know it. The entire radio knows it. Just admit it. You want a Mountain Dew. Your mouth feels like it just inhaled the insides of a punching bag, and the only remedy is that neon green potion. Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. What was that? Is that your parched mouth crying for help, or a porcupine making whoopee with a cardboard box? Wrong. It's your mouth. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah. You know your mouth wants you to. Do the do.
Hey, Magic fans, Tijuana Flats is your go-to spot for outrageously fresh Tex-Mex. With no microwaves or freezers, you're always guaranteed fresh, quality ingredients and everything, from our megawatt-sized burritos to our homemade chips and salsa. Now, don't forget to stop by your local Tijuana Flats this and every Wednesday for Pure Magic Wednesdays. You'll receive a free taco and chips when you wear your magic gear inside the restaurant. Now, it's valid only at Central Florida locations, so go to TijuanaFlats.com to find your nearest spot. Tijuana Flats, always keeping it fresh. Are you looking for help with a home improvement or construction project? Well, Carol Bradford is a licensed and insured family-owned company that has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products. They can assist with home improvement projects that include roofing, windows, siding, and many other services, and they can also provide turnkey solutions for new construction and commercial projects that include concrete, framing, and roofing. To speak with a professional, simply call 407-647-9420 or visit them online at carolbradford.com.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or orlandomagic.com/annual pass for more information.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
8.5 minutes left in the game. Magic trail by 6 with a rock here. Shelvin Mack initiates high and right wing. To the center, Hazonia lobs a pass left corner. That's Isaac for 3 over Tolliver outstretched. Well, you sit out for 2 months, you make that shot, that's huge.
Welcome back, Carter.
I don't know what to do other than laugh. Richie Adubato, Dennis Newman on the Magic Radio Network. That Jonathan Isaac against the Detroit Pistons, knocking down a triple from the corner. It was a big triple as the Magic go to overtime and take down Detroit a couple of nights ago. Magic in action tomorrow, visiting the Los Angeles Lakers, who had won 6 straight games up until their loss last night to the Portland Trailblazers. 10 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida. 10 o'clock on the Magic Radio Network. And on Fox Sports Florida is where you will find this man, David Steele, the television voice of the Orlando Magic. Do you not enjoy Dennis Newman and the job he does on the radio teaming up with Richie Adubato? Was that fantastic?
I don't hear it often because, for obvious reasons, we're on the air at the same time. But when I hear the clips, they're just great. And in the preseason, I'm able to listen to Dennis on the radio, and we don't do the games. He's the best. Right. I think he's the best play-by-play announcer on radio in the NBA.
Agreed.
Because I tune in on the road, you know, at times to catch some games on the internet. Dennis is great. Richie adds delightful color.
Yes,
he's
he does.
A lot of fun. Welcome back, Cotter.
Welcome back, Cotter. That's fantastic. There's a lot of youngsters out there that won't get that reference, but you can Google that. It's terrific. All right, speaking with David Steele before the break, we were touching on Magic's final 18 games here. There's a lot of people that want to see this team play for the draft, get the best position in the draft. And there's a lot of fans that say, hey, that two-game win streak was fun. Let's keep that going. So what camp are you in? 407-447-2145. And we just heard from Jonathan Isaac, and I think it's big for him. How beneficial would that be, David, in his development, these final 18, to play a big part? I completely agree with what you said. He stepped on the floor last night and had an immediate defensive impact. He is going to be, hands down, an elite defender in this league. He's already on his way in 18 or 19 short games. But how much would that help his development to experience some success and taste some winning here down the stretch too?
I think it would be big. We've got 18 games left, and I really hope that he can stay out there and increase his minutes and, you know, maybe by the end of this stretch be playing 25, 30 minutes a game, maybe get him back into the starting lineup. I think he started a couple of games early in the year. I think he's a difference maker. I really do. I don't think there are some numbers, some of those advanced stat numbers that indicate that put him in a very elite class defensively.
Yes, yes.
It's a small sample size, so you don't get too excited about it. But you couple that, the numbers that you look at that you can find, and also the eye test. You know, we've been watching for a long time, and you just know when a guy is impacting a game. And that's what he does. He's really – Frank Vogel's been saying it from day one, that the guy was already an elite NBA defender. And, I don't think he's been blowing smoke. I think he's absolutely right. I think Jonathan Isaac is right now one of the top defensive players in the NBA when he's out there.
Amen.
Just got to keep him healthy. Let him keep him healthy and get stronger.
Yeah, got to get stronger, got to add some offense to his game, and he alluded to that last night after the game as well. And that'll come, just 19 years old, missed 46 games this year. 407-447-2145. Let's go to the phone lines, and Joe is on the line. Joe, what camp are you in, my friend?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good. How are you?
I am in the tank mode camp, but I okay. was in the tank mode camp for a draft pick, but now I'm kind of starting to change my mind. And I'm thinking everybody knows, and I'm sure you guys agree, that this is a star-driven league. I mean, you just can't get around it. It's a star-driven league. The star is going to attract a free agent for you. A star is going to help you win more games. So right now I'm kind of in the mode of having the highest draft pick that we could possibly have to trade it, to find a star on the draft pick. And as for all the losing going on, I only look at the losing as 1 year right now. I'm looking at us as being in year one. I love Isaac. I love Simmons. Those are two of Weltman's guys, and that's a great start. This is year one for me. So year two, if we can add a star through trade, whether it's with the draft pick or Gordon or Vucevic, all these guys are gone. I'm telling you, they need to be gone. I mean, we've had them for 5 years. They've lost. They're losers. We need to move on from this core of players. Payton is gone. Vucevic should be next. Gordon also. And if you could get better players with the draft pick in a trade with Vucevic and Gordon or whatever we have to do. But the number one goal for this team in this next year is to find a star.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate the call. And listen, it is a star-driven league, and I think you bring up a couple of good points. I don't think those guys are losers, first of all. I think we see, David, how hard Nick Vucevic, Evan Fournier, Aaron Gordon work day in and day out. Now, it's not been a good record. That's absolutely right. And I do agree. This is year one. This is a new regime, and these guys have every right to have the slate wiped clean, and they're not responsible for what happened the previous 5 years. But if you're saying this is year one, you can't then go back and count in the last 5 years for those guys. So you're kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth there a little bit, Joe. But I agree. This regime needs every opportunity to build its own roster moving forward. And, you know, they'll assess everything. And if there's a way to move a draft pick or a player and get a star, I don't doubt they will do that, David.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what Joe said. I think he may have contradicted himself in one area, in that he's absolutely right. It's a star-driven league. You can't win big without a star player or two, and you just can't do it. I mean, you know, you look at Milwaukee; they've got Adetokunbo, and he's a star, one of the top five players, and they're struggling to stay in the top eight in the Eastern Conference. They've had a lot of injuries too. But then you say you got to get rid of Fournier and Vucevic and Gordon and the guys that have been here for several years because they're losing. But they're not star players. They're good players. They could develop. Maybe Gordon, maybe Vucevic. Gordon probably has the best chance to still develop into a star player. He's 22 years old. But even when you get a star, you have to have role player. You have to have good players around the star player. These are good players. So why would you throw out guys that want to be in your organization that are good, solid NBA players, that when you trade them, they're going to go to a winning team and you're going to be watching them on TV and they're going to help Cleveland or Golden State or San Antonio win big games because they're good players, and then you threw them out because you're tired of watching them lose? Well, you got to get stars around them. I totally agree with that comment.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm not on board with just blowing the thing up. I think we have some nice pieces. But we got to develop Isaac, Aaron Gordon. Hopefully you get a guy in this draft that can become a star, but it is going to take time. Maybe you can get it takes two to do a deal too. You don't just trade your draft pick. Nobody's going to give you an all-star for a draft pick who's going to take 5 years to develop into an all-star. So that's just not realistic.
No, you're right. You're right, David. I appreciate it. Good insight as always. And what are we doing tonight for dinner? We doing Yard House? Where are we going? What's on the docket for dinner tonight here in L.A.?
Sounds good to me. It's right out the door. You know, it's a short walk. We had to walk a couple of miles to lunch, so I'm in favor of, the 50 steps over to the Yard House. I mean,
we did it. We made it there and back. Okay, so let's not chance it again. Let's just stay close to the house, and we'll do it. All right, David, I really appreciate it. Good insight, and I think that was a good conversation, and now everybody knows where we're coming from, and we'll see you tomorrow. That is David Steele, television voice of the Orlando Magic. 10 o'clock tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida, the Magic and the Lakers. No show tomorrow. We're back on Thursday with Dennis Newman right here on 96.9 The Game.
Give your child a spring break to remember with an Orlando Magic youth basketball camp presented by United Healthcare.
Fournier curls out right side.
Oh. Three ball right between the eyes.
Viva la France.
Expert coaches from the National Basketball Academy instruct boys and girls ages 6 to 17 through fun and exciting drills, live games, and skill development stations. Every camper also receives a t-shirt and a ticket to a Magic home game. Register your child for a spring break camp now at orlandomagic.com/youth.